I mean, I couldn't talk about a boxing segment without a little Eye of the Tiger, obviously. So why are we playing this today? Well, did you know this weekend Stratford High School's gymnasium is apparently going to be transformed into a Vegas-style boxing arena? That's right. Saturday, April 13th, a regulation-sized boxing ring will now allow competitors to take center stage for the Chick Rosnick Boxing Club's first next-level champion boxing show. But what is the Chick Rosnick Boxing Club, and what does the sport do for our local youth? Joining us now is Martin Chisholm, who is the lead coach and mentor of this club. Welcome to the show, Martin. How are you?
How are you? Good morning.
Oh, I'm ready to bowl, baby. I'm ready to just, you know, put them up. I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't. You, though, are incredibly skilled. I'm looking at your resume. It's very intimidating. Tell us if you can, though, Martin, tell us about the Chick Rosnick Boxing Club. This is a registered 501c3 nonprofit right here in our listening area.
That it is. Yes. The Chick Rosnick Boxing Club is a nonprofit that service the youth in the surrounding towns. As far as Waterbury, Hamden, Easton, even though we're located in Stratford, Bridgeport, Fairfield, we are a beautiful, and I mean a beautiful program that's, I believe, is one of the finest young, confident builder in the Fairfield County. That's what I think.
Well, I think you sound like you could beat me up, so I'm going to believe you. And the reason I say that, I mean, when you look at, like I said, you are a very impressive person, Martin, and I know you're very humble, but I'm just going to blow up your spot a little bit, if you don't mind. Martin is a well-known martial artist, tactical trainer, as well as a youth worker, and as I mentioned, lead coach and mentor. What drew you, Martin, to this local organization?
Oh, well, this particular local organization, Harold Rosnick, I was running a business, and I was also running a business with the Stratford Police Department many years ago, the PAL. And during these times, I found it difficult to secure sponsorship and so forth. And during the time of the COVID, we lost many contracts. And Harold Rosnick was someone that we were leasing our facility from. And he was always sponsoring behind the scenes and giving support that it was just unbelievable. And we didn't have a nonprofit at the time. And so at the time, the COVID, we lost many contracts, and I was ready to turn in the keys and hang up my gloves and just call it quits. I went to Mr. Rosnick and I said, "Hey, sir, I no longer can afford your facility, and I'm going to give you the keys." And he said, "What about your dreams? What about the dreams for the children? What about this dream that you had one day of being a director and spearheading a program for nonprofits?" And I said, "I no longer can do it." So he says, "Listen, I want you to go home, and I want you to worry about your family. And hold on to the keys, and we'll talk about it at another time." Several months later, we came up with this beautiful nonprofit, which was in honor of his dad, Chick Rosnick. And from that point, it has been unbelievably a beautiful experience.
I can hear the emotion in your voice, Martin. Yes. I can hear it. And I think it's such a beautiful local story. And again, Martin Chisholm is the lead coach and mentor of the Chick Rosnick Boxing Club, which again is a nonprofit organization. And it's really dedicated to teaching the art of boxing to boys and girls, really across our listening area and in Connecticut, really throughout Connecticut. Martin, tell us for you personally, before we get into the details of this weekend's event, first ever having this event, which is very cool, what did boxing do for you? Like, tell us a little bit about you, because you can hear, like I said, not just a relationship, a friendship, that emotion, but boxing clearly means a lot to you and your goal of instilling these skills into young people. Tell us about that.
Well, I happen to be a young, I was going to say a young man, but at one time I was a young man, and I grew up with a biracial mom. My mom was Irish and Indian. My dad is African-American. They separated. I was maybe 3 or 2 years old. And so I grew up in a community of majority of African-Americans, and I just didn't fit in. So I was very picked on kid. And my mom, she put me in boxing and martial arts, and it allowed me to be able to defend myself, and it allowed me to be able to fit in by being myself. Boxing and martial arts allowed me to participate in plays. It allowed me to stand up in a class and read current events, to participate in group settings in school and sports. So I found it to be a great confident builder. Mm-hmm. And so today, me being in this position where I can teach children and teach young adults, no matter if you're going to be a prize fighter or you're going to go into the ring or not go in the ring, but the ability to have confidence through boxing and martial arts will allow you to just soar through the clouds. You can be whatever you want to be with confidence.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
That's what it means to me.
I love that, Martin. And I couldn't agree with you more. And I love your mom's mentality of let me try and build some confidence in my son who's struggling. And that's such a great answer, especially in today's world where there are so many times kids are approached by bullies online, in person, even if it's not a bullying situation, just lack of self-confidence and am I good enough? Do I look pretty enough? Am I smart enough? Am I strong enough?
This you know, is correct.
It's amazing. And even if you try to eliminate things like screens, for example, or internet use, you know, I have a kindergartner at home, and one of the most devastating things I learned when he was in preschool was Chase is very smart. He's very nice. He's very sociable. All the kids like him. The only person who doesn't like Chase is Chase. And I just I remember sitting there as a parent, and I was destroyed. I thought, how can this kid not like himself? Like, we dote over him and every, but if you don't have that confidence. And so what we started to do was we have a friend of ours who's a personal trainer. And so my son began training with my mom and this trainer a couple times a week. And
yes,
he feels just his body as a 5-year-old. He feels like I'm strong. And for some reason, it did. Right. It's unbelievable what that can do. And, you know, I don't think my son would fight anybody. I don't think he would know how to. He doesn't have the skills. But just having a self-confidence, you know, you got that in boxing. That's amazing.
Let me add something, if you don't mind.
Please.
Before you go to your next segment. I remember, I believe I was in the third grade. And I believe the third or the fourth grade. I think it was the fourth grade. And that summer, I went to camp, and in camp I learned boxing, right? My mother signed me up. When I came back to school, that same teacher had me for the fifth grade. She called my house. I wasn't even aware that I was doing this for the first month or two in school. I no longer pulled up my collar. I no longer was hiding under my hoodie when she asked me to read, and sweating and having these anxiety attacks. And she called my mom. She says, hey, what kind of summer did Martin have? Is that normal? You went to camp? They said, no, but what else did you do? And so she got out of my mother. Oh, he took up boxing. And she says, well, please never stop. Mm. And so later she called my mom in, and then she told about all of those things that I was going through and so forth and so on. So I just wanted to add that, that the boxing and the martial arts, truly, I witness it now where parents, first I have to tell you this. I have to say, I thank Harold Rosnick and the Rosnick family for providing a facility such as this. I couldn't do it. I couldn't be myself or exhibit any of these talents without that platform. It is an amazing platform. I have to say that. Okay, now I'm finished.
No, we have the distinct pleasure of chatting this morning with Martin Chisholm, who is the lead mentor as well as coach for the Chick Rosnick Boxing Club. It is a nonprofit organization actually based in Stratford, but certainly serving the surrounding area. And it really is teaching the art of boxing to boys and girls and giving them the confidence that they need to continue surviving in this very tough world, Martin, which you just described for us so beautifully in your story. Thank you so much. And I want to talk about this weekend. What an exciting experience at Stratford High School's gymnasium. They are going to turn it into a Vegas-style boxing arena for the Chick Rosnick Boxing Club's first Next Level Champion Boxing show. So tell us what we can expect and what people need to know, obviously.
Okay, what we can expect? We can expect fireworks, right? And this is going to be a platform that's sanctioned by the USA Amateur Boxing. We're going to have children, young adults coming from New York City, Jersey, Springfield, Mass. I would say as far as Philadelphia, we had some Washington, D.C., but they fell off. But nevertheless, we're going to have about 40 competitors, which is about 20 bouts. And they will be competing for a next level champion, Chick Rosnick belt, and as well as the one who comes up short will be receiving a Chick Rosnick medal. We're going to have food. Many community dignitaries will be there. And I think we're just going to have a good time. Mm-hmm. That's what I can tell you. We're going to see a whole lot of confident building. We're going to see teachers engaged. There's going to be many teachers because there is being held in the school. So yes, that's what we're looking forward to.
It is really going to be an amazing opportunity. Hundreds of people expected to attend this event. And it is just for general admission, for seating in the bleachers. It's going to cost you $20. It goes up just a little bit if you want VIP. And you could get actually all of that information if you want online by going to chickrosnickboxingclub.com. Or I'm being told, Martin, people can call you directly. Is that true?
That is true.
Okay, so I could give out your number. That's okay?
Yes, you can.
Okay. So Martin can be reached directly at 203-551-4691. And I will add this information as well to the podcast when it's posted at 10 o'clock this morning. That event is happening on Saturday. 5 p.m. is the start, and it's at Stratford High School. Martin, I want to thank you so much for what you do. Thank you for sharing all of this on WACC. I just think you are a gem, and I'm so glad we got to finally connect.
Well, I thank you kindly, and I want to thank the Chick Rosnick Boxing Club. I want to thank the Stratford Board of Education, Stratford High School for receiving us, and all the competitors and their families. And we want to thank the Stratford Police Department and so on and so on, our doctors who's attending. And I look forward to having an extravaganza. That's what I would like to see.
Yeah, I think you're going to, Martin. And again, thank you so much for the work that you do with the Chick Rosnick Boxing Club. If people want more information, of course, you can always start by going online to chickrosnickboxingclub.com. It's going to be a real knockout event at Stratford High this weekend. I had to do it, Martin. I'm sorry.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. I might punch myself for that one, but I had to do it. Had to call it a knockout, you know, had to do it. Martin, thank you so much. Good luck with the event this weekend. I'm sure it's going to be a great success.